This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by the Before It Happened podcast series, a show about visionaries and the moments, events, and realizations that inspired them to change our lives for the better. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Aidan Fitzpatrick, an entrepreneur, founder, and CEO of app and data company Reincubate, an advocate for consumer data privacy. And Mr. Fitzpatrick, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Well, you're more than welcome and looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, how has Apple's opt-in privacy policy announcement changed up consumers' expectations and enterprise policies in the app marketplace? Let's start there today.
Sure. Well, Apple's change of introducing app transparency tracking, it's another important step in the industry, and it hopefully gives consumers a bit more clarity as to what's happening with their data. There's this battle going on for consumer trust, and it's really important, of course, that companies like Apple win it. There are still issues that need to be managed. I mean, there are still some issues around fakery of reviews and review scores maybe not always being accurate. And the enterprise is in some ways a little bit behind. You know, they've got quite good control over what software gets installed, but it is still fundamentally hard to do proper diligence on software.
Yeah, I'm sure about that. Now, what sort of permissions do consumers typically agree to when they sign up for a free app? Is there a Pandora's box, if you will, that consumers routinely overlook? Talk to us about that.
I think there is. I mean, I suppose a lawyer would say always read the terms. But as people sort of famously aware, I think that, you know, the old terms and conditions for Apple software used to be 60 pages long. I don't think people always read them. But generally, what users are sort of opting into is tracking, maybe sort of tracking around the web, that may be tracking to personalized ads that are served to them. They may essentially be opting into marketing. They may be in the form of notifications that can be turned off, but that could also be email and other forms of messages. And one's data can end up in the hands of sort of third-party ad networks or sort of chains of intermediaries. And in some cases, that data can be de-anonymized and later used by other companies to reveal your identity. There was an issue recently in the press where I believe a priest was identified having visited somewhere that possibly he shouldn't have visited, and he was effectively outed by use of this data, which was, I think, very unexpected on his part.
Definitely some interesting information there. Now, another question for you. What should consumers do to ensure they are guarding their privacy as they use digital media, social sites, and apps out there in the market?
Yeah, well, again, I think the lawyer might say read the terms and conditions, but on a practical basis, that's not really possible. Apple's app tracking transparency is particularly helpful here because in the App Store, before you install an app, it gives you a nice little summary of what the app does with your data, which bits of your data it uses. There are a few other sort of sanity or health checks that one can do. I think it often pays to just do a little bit of reading around to find who is behind a website or an app. Do you know where it's based in the world? Do you know if it's in a part of the world that's got good consumer protection legislation around privacy and data management? And it's also quite helpful to kind of understand who the owners of the business is and what its model is. Are they monetizing through being paid to access that product or service, or are they not obviously monetizing? And if they're not obviously monetizing, it may well be because they're either using your data or advertising to you, or both. Now, there's more happening that will hopefully make consumers safer. One is Google have made a change around how they use cookies, and they're probably going to be moving away from third-party cookies, which will change the industry further. But similarly, there's legislation on the way that may be unhelpful. I think yesterday there was some draft legislation revealed in the U.S. that might compel Apple to open their platforms to third-party app stores. And of course, if that happens, we're potentially faced with, you know, another Pandora's box opening with a whole other set of rules and regulations that may have followed.
Yeah, that is for sure, and certainly some serious information right there. Now, folks, this episode of Enterprise Radio, once again, is brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Before any world-changing innovation, there was a moment, an event, a realization that sparked the idea. The Before It Happened podcast series is a show about that idea. Each week, host Donna Laughlin takes a deep dive into singular light bulb moments that inspired the visionaries to push forward and change our lives. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com. Today, we're joined by Aidan Fitzpatrick, entrepreneur, founder, and CEO of app and data company Reincubate, an advocate for consumer data privacy. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Moving along now, you have an app called Camo with a free offering. What does Camo do and how do you monetize this?
Sure. So Camo essentially gets you video quality that's better than that of any webcam and as good as a base level professional camera, but with better software and less hassle. So it does that by letting you use the camera in your iPhone or Android device. And believe it or not, the cameras in these smartphones are better than any webcam out there. So it's an integration tool. Essentially, it lets you pull that camera feed from your phone and use it on your computer. So when you're doing Zoom calls or recordings, presentations or webinars, you can look absolutely incredible. And our model is very straightforward. So we have a free version that users can use and try out, which works very well up to HD quality video. And then we've got a super high quality option that essentially uses a paid model. We don't do anything with advertising towards users. We don't do any kind of tracking or monetization data. It's very old-fashioned. You use the free version or you buy it. And if you buy it, we get money. And if you don't, we don't.
There you go. And that's the beauty of it all. Good stuff there. And certainly looking forward to checking that out as well. Now, what's your vision for the company, Reincubate? And as you move forward in this new era of data privacy guidelines, hit on some of the details there per your vision.
Sure. Well, the company is values-based. We've got a set of guiding principles that govern how we act, and we've always been very clear about not wanting to monetize or take the data of our users. It's their data. In some cases, we might provide tools that help people make the most out of data they own, but we're really not interested in using or working with people's data for our own monetization. So the vision is very much to be a maker of absolutely world-class software without any emphasis on tracking and collection of data.
Aidan, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us here today on behalf of Reincubate. Where can listeners get more information accordingly and also a means of being in touch? Where's the best place online to do so?
Sure. The best thing is just to hit up our site, which is at reincubate.com, reincubate.com. Or if you stick Camo into the App Store search, that's Camo, you'll find us.
That certainly is easy enough, and we'll include links within the show notes of this broadcast to make it easier for the listeners as well. In conclusion, anything else you'd like to add, a closing thought, a tip, or a takeaway, or anything else to make us aware of as we conclude today?
Yeah, sure thing. I'd just say, look, you got to be careful out there with the different apps and services available. I think Apple has made people's lives a lot easier. Before you install that app, if you see that app being advertised, make sure you check out what it says at the bottom in the App Store under how they use your data. It might be something that really kind of improves your online experience by not opting into this stuff that could be harmful for your privacy.
Aidan, thanks for those final words and thoughts. Again, folks, for more information, visit reincubate.com. Mr. Fitzpatrick, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
And the pleasure was mine as well. We've been speaking with Aidan Fitzpatrick, entrepreneur, founder, and CEO of app and data company Reincubate, an advocate for consumer data privacy. And for all the details, visit reincubate.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of Enterprise Radio was brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Nearly 20 years ago, Donna Laughlin launched a public relations firm with the sole purpose of helping visionaries tell their story to the world. Now, two decades later, she's sharing those stories and more with you. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com.